listening to Therapy for Your Money, a podcast about all things money and finance for therapy practice owners. If you want to feel confident and in control of your financial life, then you've come to the right spot. I'm your host, Julie Harris. I'm an accountant and the owner of Green Oak Accounting. My firm specializes in working with private practices across the U.S., and my team and I have worked with hundreds of private practice owners. I'm on a mission to share all the best practices I've learned along the way because I want you to have a profitable private practice. My new book, Profit First for Therapists, is available at most online retailers. You can get it in paperback, audiobook, or ebook as well. Go check it out. Hi there, and welcome to Therapy for Your Money. I'm your host, Julie Harris, and today I want to talk about how to make 2024 your best year yet. This episode is airing close to the end of December, and this is the time of year where the whole accounting industry starts to really shift our focus, and actually we have for the last several weeks, towards the new year. We've already started planning for the new year, and that's a really exciting time of year for me. I really love the thought of a blank slate and being able to make your business into whatever you would like to do in the next year. So by this time of year, whatever you've accomplished so far, there's only so much that you can do to change it at this point, right? Even if you hire a couple of therapists right this moment, which is a little bit unlikely right before the holidays, there's only so much you can move the needle, but you've got all the opportunity in the world for next year. So perhaps you're getting ready to slow down a little bit during the holidays and spend some time with family, but I really like this time of year for self-reflection as well. If you're able to take a couple of hours or even just an hour and sit on your own, maybe go for a nice long walk and really reflect on all the amazing things that you have accomplished this year, I find that that's a great exercise in gratitude because as entrepreneurs, we often forget all the things that we've done. The year ends up so jam-packed with different accomplishments, it's easier to forget the things that happened in March. So item number one, as far as prepping for success next year, is really taking stock of what are the amazing things that you did this year and listing those out. And then I'd also love for you to take a moment to think of what would be aligned with your personal goals for next year. And what I mean by that is sometimes there's just a number goal that can be just a number that we throw out in the air. Like, for example, I'd like to have $1 million practice, a $5 million practice, whatever that number may be to you. And those numbers can be really helpful. They can be really anchoring when it comes to setting your goals. But I also want you to think about if that number is in line with your personal goals. Because if what's actually really important to you is increasing your take-home pay, you may be able to do that without increasing the overall revenue of your business. Or if your goal is to work less hours, maybe going for a big, hairy, audacious financial goal isn't what's going to help serve you. So I would love for you to think about what is truly important to you. What are the things that you actually want to accomplish? And then set business financial goals that are in line with those personal goals as well. When it comes to goals, there's not a right or wrong answer. It can be whatever you'd like it to be. I had lots of clients this year who were in a stabilization year where they actually didn't want to grow. They just wanted to stabilize their systems, stabilize their team, and intentionally stay exactly where they were so that they would be better positioned to continue to expand in future years. And I think that's a really worthwhile goal as well. It was in line with what they wanted for themselves, and now they're positioned to really put the pedal to the metal going forward. And as you take time to set these goals, I'd love for you to also take a moment to reflect on them and really sit with them to make sure that they are aligned with what you truly want. I love the power of setting goals when it comes to actually accomplishing them. I'm a fan personally of reaching big or high because even if you reach for a really large goal and you fall a little bit short of it, you're still likely to have a bigger impact or get closer than if you had just a goal that you knew was so achievable, you don't really even try. If the goal is a big one, you're going to have to put in some effort. I'm currently reading the book 10x is better than 2x. This is by one of my favorite author duos, Ben Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy, who also wrote Who, Not How. And although I'm not done with the book yet, my takeaway so far is that going for a 10x goal really forces you to rethink everything in a way that going for a 2x goal does not. How I would translate that to one of my clients or for a therapy practice is going for a goal that is just a little bit beyond where you are allows you to kind of keep doing everything just about the same. And if that's something that you are comfortable with, I think that's great. But if you really want to go big, going for that 10x goal forces you to think through what are all the things that must be true for this to happen. So for example, how does my role need to shift for this to be possible? What systematic things need to change in the business for this 10x goal to be possible? And it really forces you to rethink almost everything in the business, which I think can be a great exercise. Because we can sometimes get stuck in the, well, this is how it's done, or this is how we've always done it, rut. And there comes a point in business where that may or may not actually be helpful. So as you can see, I'm a fan of little goals, medium goals, big goals. I think they're all valid. But once you've decided on what makes sense for you, I love personally having my goals written up on the wall. An exercise I do at the end of every year, I have these big giant post-it note pads. You can also just put a note card on your desk, but it has my goals for the upcoming year. It has some ongoing goals, some personal goals, and some business goals as well. And then every morning, it's something that I look at as I sit at my desk. And I find it really helpful to just consistently have that. It's written down. It's right in front of me. My kids walk in, and this post-it is in my home office, and my kids will walk in and ask me about the goal and ask how things are going. And it's really, really neat to have that constantly top of mind. One of the things that was on my list for this year was the Profit First for Therapists book launch. And so that's one thing that I got to check off the list. I had on my list as well, book 2 speaking gigs for the year. And I actually booked way more than that. So that was really exciting. Another thing that I got to cross off the list. And there's other things that also have happened. And there's things that I'm just falling a little bit short of. But man, did I get really, really close. And that's really exciting. So they're going on the list again for next year. So I'm okay with the fact that I didn't quite get there, but I was really on top of it and I really tried. And next year is going to be the year. So after the goals go up on the wall for me, then my financial brain has to make a plan for them. So some of these business goals are financial, and that is where I really get to work, break out the Excel spreadsheet or Google sheet and work on, okay, if this is going to be the goal, how are we going to accomplish this? And I am a big fan of SMART goals. So SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. That means these are things that I can tell, have I accomplished it? Yes or no. It's not a subjective thing like be healthier, right? That's not a goal that is going to work for me. If my goal is exercise 3 days a week, that's specific, that's measurable, that's achievable, it's relevant, and it's time-bound, right? Every week I have to work out 3 times a week. And maybe my goal should be even more specific, like at least 30 minutes, 3 times a week. So for your practice, that could look like, I want to grow my practice by 100 sessions per month, every month through the end of the year. That means that between January and December, you need to add 100 new sessions each month. So 100 sessions in January, 200 sessions in February, 300 sessions in March, right, et cetera, et cetera. That is specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound. Then you can get to work on figuring out what things need to be true for that to be possible. So you can't just say, I want this, and then it's going to happen. What are the things that you're going to need to do for that? You're probably going to need to hire for those things to be possible. So you can then reverse engineer how many people are you going to need on your team for these things to be possible. You may know your conversion rate. If you have a 50% conversion rate, you know that to schedule 100 new clients, you may need 200 calls to be coming in. And truly, if you want 100 new sessions, you may not need 100 clients, but you see where I'm going here, where that may mean you need 30 new clients on average, and that means you need at least 60 phone calls for that to be possible. And your conversion rate may be higher or lower, depending on your specific situation. But you can kind of do the math there and say, okay, if I need 60 calls per month for that to happen, plus you need to probably account for all of the clients who are exiting your practice, right? Depending on how long a client stays with you, that you're going to have a number there. So you can then look at what do I need to change when it comes to my advertising or marketing? What dials can I turn to make those things possible? So you can kind of work your way through so that you can have a SMART goal and then be certain if you accomplish it or not. When you do this with your goals, the really great thing is that at the end of each month, you can look back at the numbers and see, did I reach it? Did I not? Right? You have a yes or no answer, and then you can course correct. There's no need to beat yourself up if you didn't make it, but you can see, do I need to adjust my goal? Are there things that I can do to catch up? Right? What things are going to move us in the right direction? But also, when decisions come to you or when opportunities come to you in your practice, you can go back to your goal and say, is this aligned with what we want to achieve? Or is it going to make our goals even harder to achieve? And then make decisions based on that. So maybe in that moment, if you have really, really aggressive growth goals in your practice, maybe you're not starting a whole separate business for coaching or courses, because that might take you away from your goal, even though it's something that is great and you might want to do later down the line. If it's not in line with your goal, you have a clear yes or no answer there as well. I want to tell you about a brand new event that I am hosting in January. It is the Make 2024 Your Best Year Yet workshop. It is a one-time workshop. I have never hosted anything like this yet, and I am so excited for this brand new content that we have coming out. It is a one-time event. It's completely free. And you get to work on your business alongside me for 90 minutes. We get to think about your goals, talk through your financial goals, and then make a plan for you to accomplish those. Whatever your revenue goals are, we're going to find a way to make that happen, where you're going to see, is this reasonable? Is this something I can do? Is it a little bit too aggressive? What things need to be true for me to be able to achieve my goal of either a specific revenue or a specific take-home pay in your practice? So we will go through the goal setting process, then we will build your plan to make all of that happen, and you will leave the workshop with an actionable list of things that you need to do in order to make 2024 your best year yet. If you'd like to find out more information about the workshop, you can go to greenoakaccounting.com/workshop. We'll also post the link to the workshop in the show notes, but I am just so pumped about this event because I have not done anything like it. I have not seen anything like it in the industry as well. And I know that with clear, actionable goals, you also can reach all of your financial dreams in your practice. So I'm excited for you to join me. I look forward to working on your goals together and for you to put together an action plan to make 2024 your best year yet. Take care, everyone. If you're looking for accounting help, head over to therapyforyourmoney.com/accounting to find information about my accounting firm and all of our specialized services just for private practice owners. If you enjoyed today's episode, we'd love for you to give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes, click on ratings and reviews, and give us a quick shout out. We really appreciate it.
The information contained in this podcast represents the host and guest's general opinions and should not be construed as personalized accounting and tax advice. Listeners should consider all facts and circumstances before applying this information and seek appropriate advice from an accountant, financial planner, lawyer, or other professional. Any info provided does not constitute accounting, tax, or legal advice.